What is it about a newborn baby that always seems to bring out the very best in us? Let's face it, families, parents, grandparents, we get goofy when we see a new child. Not just the women, but even most men. An infant can break through so many of our emotional barriers. Even the hardest of hearts seems to melt before the sight of a newborn child. A baby's beauty, its fragility, its open-ended need, and most especially, its promise of hope for the future invites all of us to once again be our very best selves. All babies are a kind of miracle. In their design, they are absolute marvels. No computer, no matter how heavily loaded down with every kind of sophisticated program, no plasma TV screen, despite its capacity for high definition, no brand new car with all its gloss and power, no machine, no thing, no matter how expensive, complicated, or technically advanced, can in any way match the uniqueness and mystery of a human baby. There is no painting as lovely, no music as exciting, no city or building as splendid as the sheer beauty of a child. That is because in a newborn life, we actually catch a glimpse of something of the glory of God. For every human being, but most obviously in every human baby, we can realize again that our humanity is fashioned in the very image and likeness of our great God. In new life, we catch a glimpse of the indescribable splendor of the living God who first created everything out of nothing. No wonder that the birth of the Christ child is absolutely filled with new hope and all the sheer joy of good news. As the prophecy of Isaiah exulted in today's first reading, a child is born for us. A son is given to us. All new life is a new beginning for this tired old world, but the child whose birth we celebrate this night fulfills all of God's promises, gives meaning to every human life, and satisfies the hopes and dreams, the very deepest longings of our hearts. For this child was the promised Messiah, Wonder Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All of us who have walked in darkness can see in the nativity of this child glorious, comforting light. In the amazing grace of this new life, all our heavy burdens are broken, and all our fiercest oppressors are vanquished. Our sins are wiped away, and even death itself, our ancient enemy, is overthrown. In the promise of this new life, justice and righteousness are now established by God Himself forever and ever. In the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, who God is actually became a part of who we are, so that who we are can actually become a part of God. God really held nothing back from us when he gave us his only begotten Son. Invisible in his own nature, God became visible in ours. Beyond our grasp, he chose to come within our grasp. Existing before time ever began, he began to exist in a moment of time. What Jesus is by nature, we can now become by grace. Losing nothing of his divinity, he enlarged our humanity. He whom the whole universe could not contain was carried in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He who created and sustains all things for our sake becomes one with us, even cold, even hungry and frail, nursed at Mary's breast, so that one day we could all be filled up and satisfied with all the boundless richness of God's life and God's love. No wonder on this night angels rejoiced and humble shepherds approached the manger with hope-filled wonder and awe. No wonder on this night Christians throughout the world sing carols and exult in the joy of this great feast. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son to be our Savior, our Redeemer, born into our human experience so that we could be born again in him. And at last, at the end of our lives, reach our ultimate fulfillment. That is the bliss of eternal union with Almighty God. This promise from God, this great gift of God's love and mercy, is what Christmas is all about. As at any Christmas Mass, our cathedral is filled up tonight with all kinds of different folks. I know that many of you are devout Catholics, always faithful to the Mass and the sacraments, volunteers for service in your parishes and neighborhoods. Well, folks, this Christmas is for you. It is a confirmation and a celebration of your confidence in God's Word. Rejoice with all the choirs of angels. Worship with the marveling shepherds. Love and serve Jesus just as Mary and Joseph did, until at last you are gathered together with all the angels and saints in the eternal festival of heaven. But I also know some folks here may be here only because your mothers made you, or because Christmas is the one and only day of the year you will come to Mass. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, welcome home to your Father's house. Hear and believe in the good news. Jesus was born for you. Jesus was born for all of us who are sinners and need God's love and encouragement so that we can keep growing and keep changing and finally become the men and women God has called us to become. And weeks from now, when the evergreens and lights and tinsel have all been taken down, the doors of this great cathedral will still be wide open, and the boundless love and endless mercy of Christ our Lord will still be freely offered Sunday after Sunday and year after year. So on this most holy night, may the beauty of the Christ child melt our hearts and change our lives. May the boundless grace of Christ's one perfect sacrifice on the cross be renewed in our midst at this Mass and in our sharing in the most holy Eucharist. May we become a part of what we receive and begin to taste and see the great goodness of the Lord. Come, Let us adore him.